want to wish everyone a good Chodesh Nisan. As you heard, Nisan is the month of Geula. Chazal say, "Ben Nisan Nigalu, we were redeemed in Nisan. Uben Nisan Asidin Lihigael, and the future redemption is most likely to take place in Nisan. Although, of course, Mashiach can come every single day except Shabbos. So Mashiach can come today still, or Yom Tov as well. But nevertheless, in terms of probabilities, Nisan is the month of Geula. So B'ezras Hashem, we all are looking forward to a month of Geula. I had mentioned last week, and this will be my entree, that if we had to choose perhaps the most important sentence in the Haggadah, it would be Chayav Adam Liros Esatzmo Kiilu Hu Yatzam in Mitzrayim. Every person must regard themselves as if they themselves were taken out of Mitzrayim. And I mentioned the explanation of the Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadeh, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, that what does that mean? That does not mean I was a slave in Egypt, I was not a slave in Egypt, but rather Mitzrayim has a double meaning. It is Egypt, the ancient Egyptians, but it also refers to limitations and constrictions and boundaries that constrain me and block me and suffocate me in my ability to connect to Hashem and to the essence of my own neshama. David HaMelech says, "Min ha-meitzer karasika," I call out to Hashem from the narrow, confining spaces. And therefore, the Baal HaTanya tells us that the obligation to regard yourself as if you yourself had left Mitzrayim requires that you identify the Mitzrayim within yourself, whether it's arrogance or gaiva or anger or conceit or lack of self-esteem for that matter, whatever it is. And by identifying the Mitzrayim within you, you have the power to tap into the spiritual kochos of redemption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes available during Leil Seder and during Pesach. What are the symbols? Let me go in reverse order, and then I'll go back why the Haggadah doesn't go in reverse order. Maror, Matzah, Pesach. We eat Maror to remind ourselves of slavery. Central message, the first step to being free is that you honestly acknowledge to yourself what your Mitzrayim is. If one denies being a slave, like the whitewash, one denies that there's anything wrong in their midos, you cannot be free. So Maror is the courage to cognitively admit that I am in a state of slavery to a bad midah. Matzah represents the imperative of action, right? Overcoming inertia. You can go to psychoanalysis. Okay, you could go to psychoanalysis and you could go for 50 years to understand all of your dysfunctions. And you can have a lot of insight. You could trace everything from birth trauma to pre-birth trauma to preconception traumas that psychically impacted on you. And you could spend many, many years. But the question is, what do you do with that information? Do you use it as a vehicle of transformation? Or do you just keep on going into therapy forever and ever and ever? Matzah says, take your insight and do something with it. The imperative of action. What does Pesach represent? So the Rambam says, the Korban Pesach is an unusual Korban, because the Torah requires that it be brought with other people. Even if I have a big appetite and I have a small lamb, because remember, Korban Pesach only has to be 30 days old. So you can have a tiny lamb, and theoretically, a guy with a big appetite could finish the whole thing himself. Although I'm thinking, it would still be a pretty big meal. But he could. And yet the halacha is absolutely clear. You must bring the Korban Pesach with other people, either your family, or if you don't have a family, you have to join with the family. What is the lesson? Community. Togetherness. You want to eradicate your Mitzrayim, you have to do so with other people. Because the meaning of friendship in Ruchnius is each person gives chizuk to the other person. When I'm weak, my friend picks me up. What does Shlomo HaMelech say? Tovim hashnayim min ha'echad, two are better than one. Because when you have two people and one falls, the other picks him up when you're by yourself. Now, hopefully, we zocha to marriages, reyim ahuvim, where one has that in a marriage. But even if one unfortunately does not have that particular bracha, we have to find in our world friends that pick us up, that give us chizuk, that give us strength. That is why a program like Li'ela is specifically so wonderful, besides the actual Torah learning, but the notion of people coming together to give each other chizuk. Yeah.
What happens to the person, I'm not sure I got this, that doesn't have the siman in,
yep,
but the mega doesn't go away?
The meaning is, he still has work to do, but he's ready to go home. He can do his rehabilitation at home. That's what it means. In other words, he still has it, but he's learning his lessons. He's progressing. We can release him from the hospital. That's exactly what it would mean. So, what are the three lessons of Pesach, Matzah, Maror? Going in reverse order, but then I'll explain why Rabbi Gamliel has it in a different order. Maror is the honesty of recognizing our Mitzrayim. Matzah, the empowerment that we can do something about it. And Pesach, the need for a community to give us that framework. Good. Now you might say, one final question. Okay, so why does Rabban Gamliel give the order Pesach, Matzah, Maror? It should be Maror, Matzah, Pesach. And even in the Seder it's difficult. Why do we eat Matzah before Maror? If Maror is, I have this slavery within me, and Matzah is, I can do something about it, we ought to eat Maror before Matzah, instead of Matzah before Maror. Right? So it's not only Akasha and Rabban Gamliel, it's Akasha in the order of the Seder itself. And the answer is the following. If you were to start off with Maror, you might become overwhelmed, depressed, and hopeless. I can't start off with all of the things I need to correct. That is overwhelming. I first need to be part of a community that gives me strength. Pesach. I then need to be convinced about my ability to take action in life, which is matzah. And only when I have those inner resources within me and the community that gives me the chizuk can I then get into the difficult work of knowing my slavery, identifying my slavery, and then being able to go beyond it. So indeed, you need the Pesach and the matzah in place before you're ready to confront the Maror. So this is